This is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. You know, when it's spring, that means time for the Veterans Art Show's spring exhibition. That's happening in 2 more weeks, Saturday evening, April 5th at Swarthy's Barbershop in South Pasadena. Recently, I had the opportunity to speak with several of the artists as they delivered their work for the exhibition, and I saw a couple of familiar faces there. One of them belonged to U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Tom Fontanus, who's a Vietnam veteran, a very talented poet and artist, and he was also one of the exhibiting artists at a veterans art show at 2012 at Cal State Los Angeles. Tom, tell me about what's been happening for you with your art since we last spoke, please.
Well, that was a while back. I had a lot of 3D art the last time. What I'm showing today is sticker art, and like these pieces I've had for a while. These are stickers, unique stickers from the sticker artists in Europe. In Europe, they're really, like what they have street artists, the graffiti artists, they put stickers up. And their thing, they'll cover like a stop sign. But I made contact with them, and I would trade original stickers. I told them, you send me an original sticker, and I'll send you one of mine. So I made a ton of small stickers. And so that's this art. I have one of the earliest ones that I did PTSD, which is that one in the corner there. That one, of course, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. But I've been continued doing collages. Right now I'm working with wood burnings. So I did a bunch of wood burnings. I'm starting to get into that. So one of my visions is actually have a big graffiti piece and have pieces all made up, like a collage made up of other collages that I've done, you know, that size, instead of panels like that of somebody else's art or whatever, little different images to do smaller ones. But yeah, so my thing is not to, a lot of artists, what happens is that they'll get comfortable in a style and they'll just stay there, which is cool. That's their thing. But you know, I think you always want to be fresh, not known. It's like cooking. You don't want everybody knows that they go to your house, they're going to eat chicken fricassee no matter what. So, yeah, I have airbrush that I bought. I haven't even taken it out of the box. So I want to do airbrushing soon, do that. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to the show on April 5th. And hopefully everybody will come out to see it and we could talk and that. And a lot of good artists here, so that'll be great.
Sounds like a lot of fun to grow and evolve as you are. Would you tell me a little bit about PTSD that's before us? I'm drawn to these colors.
Okay. Well, that one, what I did was a lot of primary colors. And like this one, if you look, some of the symbolism is 9/11. So that's, you know, the whole light is just 9 and it just looked like 2 buildings. And actually the letters are on there. That's pi, which is P, and the tau is T, the sigma is S, and the delta, the D, is D. So it's PTSD. So that's the symbolism behind that, and little things sort of, not the camouflages, but, you know, rather than just put PTSD. And that's one of my earliest ones. That's like I did a small show in Redlands, and I just did that one. And I do a lot of acrylic and oil, or I used to, and everybody loved, that was mostly my transition into doing collages. So my daughter always says, oh, go back, do your acrylic. I said, I'll do acrylics every once in a while, or a piece of it will be acrylic art. But that's what that one is PTSD. So the symbols are on. And there's little things written. If you look at it, there's some lettering and stuff that I've put in there. So a lot of hidden meaning. This one over here actually won first place at a veterans art show. One at the San Bernardino Hilton. So that one is called Grunt. Has a lot of things from Vietnam, which is the era I was in. But it has a lot of symbolism in that. And that's basically acrylic, oil, and pencil.
I see a faded American flag. I see a like a silhouette.
A soldier, yeah. There's a B-52 doing bombing. There's a helicopter. There's a, what I like to do, I don't know if you've ever heard the artist Jean-Michel Biscay. Anyway, one of the things that he said, he would write stuff and then cross part of it out. And what it does, it like something like this, it'll draw you into it because, oh, what's that say? And you'll start looking at it and it draws you into the piece itself. So that's, I always do things like that, and I always put a lot of hidden meanings, letters or words backwards or side, or so I do a lot of that in my art.
In fact, you have me wondering that because I'm looking at, what am I looking at? It looks like almost Greek symbols with their arrows and circles. What are those?
Let me show you that. Well, I'll show you what that is. That's PTSD.
Oh, my goodness.
So I just made it like a mirror image, but that's PTSD, if you could see it.
Now, looking at that, I can see it, but when I looked at it, well, it's like a circle with arrows.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, that there's basic things like MACV, which was something that Vietnam veterans know, Jody was the name, the symbolic name for if you had a girlfriend or somebody. He was like the guy that stayed back there and, you know, was your competition back home and stuff. Like, it was the one that, the source of Dear John letter. PRC-25, which is a radio. I was a radio man. So there's a lot of little symbols. 33-644, that was wounded in action. And tons of frag, which was a fragmentation grenade. 3.5, which was what people call bazookas. In the Marine Corps, that was the name of it, 3.5 rocket launcher. So there's a lot of Vietnam veterans are attracted to it. But what I like about it is I made this from Home Depot. The back is just yardsticks that I cut up and made my own canvas. I wanted all homemade stuff. So
that's incredible. And 68 does not escape me because you're a Vietnam veteran.
Yeah, that was a big, everybody knows that was Khe Sanh. That's when I got there. 68, I got there in August of 68. Tet is in February and March, but that was the Battle of Way City, the Khe Sanh, the big Tet Offensive when the Viet Cong took over the embassy. That was really the, as far as the turning point of the war here in the United States. There's a lot of people, a lot of people don't realize no major engagement was ever lost in Vietnam. The war was lost because the home front lost, you know, the initiative, and there wasn't that support. And you know the story of Vietnam veterans coming back and stuff. But 68 is the year, so.
And as we move over here and see to what you were referring before with all the stickers, tell me a little about some of these, please.
Some of them are my stickers. Some of them, Difus, he's from Europe. There's some of them I don't know because I just all of a sudden I started getting stickers and I would trade. Some of them are my own stickers. This is one of mine. This is like a stencil that I did. But you see, like from Metropolis Maria, from Metropolis of Forbidden Planet. This is mine. Batman, Doc Savage. So there's a bunch of things that represent things that I like. So I just, you know. Of course, Moses with the Ten Commandments. So there's like a combination of a bunch of things. So that was, but my whole thing was to just have stickers. Just put stickers and put it in some juxtaposition. But all of them, if you look at it, and what I like is that some you'll get a group of people and they'll, it's always happened, people will be there. There'll be something that they'll relate to. A lot of people, well, one of the views I have, I've spoken to a lot of younger artists and I tell them, you know, the worst thing, if somebody looks at your art and they really don't like it and they tell you, you've pressed the button. The worst thing is people are apathetic. They just look at it and keep on going. So one of the things, like I said, is like just to get them invested in your art. For some reason, it draws them in. They start looking at it and you start seeing. A lot of my art is very textured. I didn't bring any with me today. I do a lot of steampunk. And a lot of people with my art, they'll pass their... I always see them passing their heart, you know, they hand over the thing. That's it. You know, besides smell, you know, but that tactile type thing is a way that people get drawn in.
In fact, you introduced me to the term steampunk a couple of years ago. I had never heard that until I talked to you.
That's so funny. Yeah. And like, I think I was telling you that too. There's a lot of it. Once you see it and you know what it is, all of a sudden you'll start seeing it in different movies and stuff. It's still big. I still see it all the time. A lot of times it won't be that obvious. You know, it'll be a scene and you'll see stuff, you know, set up, but gears, yeah, the whole concept of steampunk, for those that will hear this, don't know, steampunk is sort of represent an alternative reality that instead of electricity, steam would be the source. So there's a lot of gears, a lot of industrial, look very noir type thing, dark thing. So I still do pieces every once in a while, so that's always there, yeah. That's funny, I didn't realize that.
I remembered that as you said it. Tom, as an artist, as a veteran, what do you most want your work to communicate to people that come to the show on April 5th?
Well, one of the main things is that, you know, all the vets aren't on freeway off-ramps with signs. You know, some of them have made it. I've retired, so I'm doing well. And you'll meet more vets. I know because I go to the veterans and I belong to groups and stuff. You know, the whole idea is that they see that vets, you know, some of us have made it back. We went through an experience. You can't undo that. So, but this sort of represents a lot of it. What will happen too, I love shows because I'll do a bunch of pieces and then I'll put them up and I get to see them because they're all packed one after the other, you know, in my house. So, but again, just so we just touch base so people see the veterans or whatever, there's art cuts across everything, and especially like for veterans that we've made it back and a lot of us have assimilated into society. We're not all ballistic, you know, have gone crazy and do crazy things. So, but that's what I want to do with the art and just bring people a whole different style of art. Because of our experience.
Before we wrap up, you didn't have a website last time. Are you going to have a website or Facebook page?
Yeah, it's on Facebook and it's under Tom Fontana. You can go to The Art of Non-Vet Art. That's NAMVETART, Non-Vet Art on Facebook. Come and send me a friend request and I'll approve it. And you can see all my art. I have tons of art there. I have probably over 200, almost 300 pieces that I've done. So it gives you a good idea of my art. I look at it and I think, oh my goodness, some of the stuff, you know, I even forgot.
That's U.S. Marine Lance Corporal Tom Fontanus, who's going to be one of the exhibiting artists at the upcoming Veterans Art Show happening Saturday night, April 5th at Swarthy's Barbershop in South Pasadena. Once again, the show starts at 7 o'clock, free admission, and you'll find Tom's Facebook page. As he said, if you go to Facebook and type in NAM Vet Art, N-A-M Vet Art. Meanwhile, for more information on the Veterans Art Show and exhibiting artists, their Facebook page, facebook.com/veteranart. That's facebook.com/veteranart.